This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Mouths of Babes, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right.
I get the feeling that you're a little bit uncomfortable with today's topic.
Not uncomfortable.
Who said that?
Just unlearned and inexperienced. I've never...
What's the phrase, have nothing to say?
I've never breastfed a baby before.
No, but surely you have a wife who might have done it.
I do.
Yes, same, yes.
I do.
Well, there's some expertise right there, isn't it?
Well, let's get right into it, shall we?
Yeah, well, look, I've always been a bit reluctant to talk about breastfeeding because it's one of those things that, yes, we all know breast is best, but for those who, for whatever reason, can't breastfeed, it can be quite, you know, irritating, annoying, distressing, et cetera, to hear people going on about why you must breastfeed your baby. But, look, some new research has come out looking at the public health impacts of early weaning. Now, this doesn't mean, of course, that your child is doomed to be unhealthy if, you know, you had to wean them early, but it's more like the overall effect on the nation is what they looked at, because 90% of 35 to 45-year-olds today, so people who are now 35 to 45, 90% of them were weaned before 6 months, and so that has obviously had some impact on our overall health as a nation.
Why do you think many women choose to wean early?
Well, today, one of the big reasons is that they're returning to work, but, you know, one of the other sort of ongoing points is that there's just not enough breastfeeding support and expertise in the general community. Before I breastfed my daughter, I'd never seen anybody ever attach a baby. So, you know, I just had no idea how to do it. And I think we've lost that communal passing on of knowledge. I do also know a few mothers who actually chose not to breastfeed because they just didn't like the idea of it. And I think that the sexualization of our culture is partly to blame for that. You know, young women just aren't used to thinking of their breasts as a functional piece of equipment for feeding, and they find that a little bit challenging.
So some people have a horrible time when it comes to breastfeeding. Was it a positive experience for you?
Well, yeah, I had a great experience. I loved it. I mean, I really loved the closeness and the bonding, the skin-on-skin sort of downtime with my baby, just the fact that it was just an hour just to sit there and cuddle them. But I do remember that there were hard times. I remember a phase at about 6 months where I just got sick of it and I wanted to quit. I remember times when, you know, she just wouldn't stop wriggling or she'd be distracted and fall off. And, you know, sometimes I felt like I just did nothing else for that entire year. But I have to say I was very fortunate that I never had any problems with my milk supply. I actually had, you know, so much milk I felt like I should be bottling it.
Why do you think your experience was so positive and what made it work for you, do you think?
Well, look, this is research on a case study of one, so it's not exactly scientific, but just based on my experience, I found out as much as I could before I gave birth. So they ran a breastfeeding course at my hospital and I actually did it twice. I did it once before I gave birth and then again afterwards as a refresher. And I would really recommend that to anyone who is having their first baby or who's wanting to breastfeed for the first time, because it is a skill that needs to be learned. Also, when I was in hospital, I was totally shameless. I just rang for the midwife every time I fed to make sure that I had her attached correctly, because if you don't get that good attachment, then you can really do some damage in the early days and that affects your confidence. And so I think it's really important in the early days to get as much help as you can. And, you know, just ask all the dumb questions. Like, every midwife has a slightly different opinion on, you know, how often you should feed, you know, whether you should wake your baby or not, how long to feed for. And so that can be confusing. But the more you ask those questions, the more you kind of learn how to make those decisions for yourself. And also, I think for me, what was important was that I had a goal for how long I wanted to breastfeed, and I didn't introduce bottles until I was actually ready to wean, because so many mums that I knew were disappointed when their milk dried up after just a few months, but they had been substituting breastfeeds with bottles, and then that leads to the milk supply dropping. So my advice would be don't substitute or supplement with formula until you're ready to wean, unless, of course, you know, your baby is starving, and that's a different scenario. Some people absolutely just have to supplement because their baby's hungry, but yeah.
Might be a touch controversial, but is there a right age to wean?
Oh, the age to wean. Oh, Dan, you sure you want to go there?
No, I'm not.
Minefield? Well, obviously, I think they have to start out saying it's going to be different for everyone. But in terms of the health benefits of breastfeeding, it's very clear that the first 6 months is the most important. But extending breastfeeding does extend the health benefits, but not by as, you know, bigger percentage. So my goal was to breastfeed for 12 months because that's when you can then use cow's milk. So what I did was I started weaning at 12 months and then had her totally weaned by 14 months. And for me, that just felt natural because that was when Birdie started walking and it was a very clear time of transition from baby to toddler. But, you know, some babies just wean themselves and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So, yeah, everyone's different, Dan. That's my non-controversial answer.
That's good.
Well, did you breastfeed your babies? Is that easy for you or did it take practice and persistence? At what age did you wean and why? All these kinds of questions. Would you prefer to have breastfed for longer? And the public question, did you breastfeed in public or are you just too embarrassed and all the stigma associated with and so forth? The blog site is frommouthsofbabes.com and the phone number is 1-300-40-2020 to discuss this. And even dads too. How do you play
point,
as...
point of reference, dads can't breastfeed.
Okay, but as it's hard, it, like, how did you support your wife at that point?
Can I say something on this?
Yes.
It makes a big difference if the man is supportive. If you have a husband who will actually, in the early days, get out of bed and help you settle the baby, if they'll bring you a glass of water or, you know, put on your favourite DVD while you breastfeed, that does make a big difference.
Absolutely. And to go to the classes. I went to the breastfeeding classes before the birth of my first child and learnt all about that so I could be a useful, supportive husband.
I wore a cap backwards while Leah was trying to attach the bubs, going, come on, you can do it. Don't give up. Come on, Leah. Come on, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
That's how I supported my wife.
Alrighty. Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you.
See you after nine. Oh, wow. 1-300-40-2020. Love to hear from you this morning.
Don't give up.
On this,
but, don't give up.
And,
come on.
And dads too. How have you supported? And it's hard for dads because we can't really comment because we can't do it ourselves, but of course we can be a support and so forth. And we can be criticised dads for all sorts of things and when we're trying our best sometimes. But anyway.
You can do it.
Good morning.
Tell us about your story.
Well, I had a bit of a horrendous start with my first baby. I had cracked bleeding nipples within 3 days.
Whoa.
So that was pretty traumatic and very, very painful, as you can imagine.
Mm.
So it was an easy decision to put him on the bottle. My second child, I foster, so there was no breastfeeding with him. And my third child, I was really proud of my 3 weeks of breastfeeding her because I've discovered nipple shields, which I didn't even know existed. And after 3 weeks of breastfeeding, expressing and bottle feeding, I was expressing because my supply wasn't that great, the nurse who was coming to visit me because I'd had a cesarean, was actually very supportive when I made that decision to put her on the bottle.
See, it's interesting that because depending on the school of thought and the nurse, some they have very strong views on this,
and
some would say no, absolutely not. You can't do that. You must battle on. But I guess there is sometimes you just get to that point, and it depends on that school of thought. The fact that I'm even saying this, I'm sure I'll get a complaint from someone from that other school of thought.
I actually thought I'd have a fight on my hands to make that decision to put her on the bottle, but I had two other children, and honestly, I just sat on the lounge for what seemed hours because breastfeeding, expressing, and then bottle feeding. Fortunately, my husband was home for a couple of weeks, so he did help. But I just couldn't do it in the end.
Yeah.
And I had to think of my sanity and my health and the health of my baby too.
Lots of different factors, aren't there, that come
Absolutely.
Into play.
But you gave it a good go. The thing is, you did give it a good go.
Yeah. I was proud of 3 weeks.
Yep, good on you. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good on you, Kyla. Well, thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no worries. Frommouthsofbabes.com is Katrina's blog site. Keep the story going because it's great that there is a lot more support and a lot more, there's a lot more classes and support from nurses and so forth in hospitals now to teach that because research has shown that it's not being passed on from generations anymore. It's not a communal thing anymore. So people have to be educated in how to breastfeed. So the education is much better than what it was, but you know, it still can be hard and all the rest of it. But yeah, share your stories from mouthsofbabes.com.
And if you're a dad and you want to support your wife, buy a cap that says coach and get alongside them and go, come on, come on. You can do it.
Maybe just get that glass of water if they want, or put
the,
on that DVD.
Or get the water and DVD. That's also another possibility.
Yeah, probably the better one.
Probably. Possibly the better one.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.